People of the United Kingdom, we are coming back to the London Podcast Festival.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This year, and if you were worried that our Saturday show had sold out, well, it did. So, but guess what? We made it up for you because we added a Friday show. That's right. Friday, September 14th at 7 p.m., we'll be doing a second show, a completely different show. Well, not completely different. Still just going to be me and Tim. But it is at 7 o'clock, September 14th. And guess what? Tickets are on sale now at tcgte.com/live. Come on down. It's going to be a real hootenanny, a real good time. We'll see you there.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of the hosts, Tom. One of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
I got to say my name twice.
Yeah.
I win. Episode over. How are you doing
every
this week?
Every week I try to say my name more than you. Yep. Every week you outsmart
me. Every week, as soon as we're done, we tally them up.
Yep.
And I always win.
Always 2-1, Tom.
Yep.
Oh, now you got me saying your name.
The perfect crime. Walked right into my Tom trap.
Yeah.
How are you doing this week, Tim?
Oh, I'm doing bad, Tom.
Good.
How are you doing this week?
Also bad.
Cool.
But I have a proclamation to make.
Ooh.
I have decided what the treat of the summer is.
It's August. It's mid-August.
Yeah. Man.
Okay.
The perfect time. The perfect time, because I've actually evaluated it. I've evaluated all the treats available on offer. And now the summer's almost over, so it's time to crown a winner.
It's not, you know, they reflect on the summer. Like, the song of the summer is the song that you listen to throughout the summer. So it has to be declared.
They decide at the end.
At
the
end
of spring. What? No. Sometimes. What's the song of the summer this year?
Despacito.
No. Damn, that song's old.
Yeah, but it's a juggernaut. It'll never die.
I mean, it will always be a famous song.
Yeah.
But it's no
longer.
It will
always be the song of the summer.
No.
Unless Don Henley comes back with, what was Don Henley's big hit? Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer 09.
Right. 09? He re-released it?
No, next year he could make the song of the summer.
Next year is not 2009.
It's 2019. I mean, just the last digit. Song of the Summer 9.
What's the treat of the summer, Tom?
The treat of the summer, Tim, is Italian ices.
What made you... Look, I'm not saying I disagree. In all of summer 2018, I confess, I've not had an Italian ice.
What?
However,
missing out.
I went to the scene of the crime, Tom.
We said we wouldn't go back there.
I just have to return.
It was us for sure.
No, it's fine. I just needed to make sure that we got rid of all the evidence.
Okay.
I went to the pool that we went to as children, where you were a lifeguard.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's where I ate tons of Italian ices. Mm-hmm. You know what they sell there instead now?
Wine. Probably some merchandise related to my time.
As a head lifeguard.
There.
Were you the head lifeguard?
I was like unofficially the head lifeguard.
So the answer is no, you were not head lifeguard.
I was paid like I was.
Yeah, but you were not. You weren't in charge of anybody?
Yeah, but like,
nobody respected
like,
you?
No, everybody respected me. I think it was like the last head lifeguard, he did something bad. So they were like, all right, no more.
Was it like the first season of The Sopranos where Tony was really the boss, but he let everybody think Uncle Junior was the boss?
No, I let everybody know I was the boss. I still told them I was a head lifeguard, even though I technically wasn't.
So it was just you walking around lying to everybody?
Half of the day. I would also go for a swim a lot of times.
Yeah. In the nude?
No, not in the nude. In board shorts, man.
Anyway.
No, not board shorts. I would wear a lifeguard suit.
Like a full three-piece?
A full three-piece?
Yeah, a three-piece suit.
Oh, no, a lifeguard suit. It's a one-piece. It's a unitard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I went back to that pool in the village where we grew up.
Yeah.
And I brought my wife, as is the style when you're married. You bring your wife to things.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you're going to love this snack bar. They got Italian ices.
They've got Andy Capp's hot fries.
And they got Laffy Taffy. They had Laffy Taffy. No Andy Capp's hot fries.
And I'll tell you another thing they have back there is dry ice. That if you, throw them a couple of bucks, you can, or like they're distracted, you can take some of the dry ice and do dangerous experiments with it.
Tom, you're feisty this week. I'm calling this early.
Calling this episode early.
Every sentence I've tried to say, you've interrupted.
I'm offering you some tips.
It happens.
Some summertime tips. You can buy dry ice at that place.
Continue with your proclamation about
the proclamation's been made. They have wine there now, though?
Yeah, like instead of like the fun stuff we had when we were kids.
I mean, wine's fun, don't get me wrong.
I don't want to like sit
Do
in the 95 degree heat and go in a pool and drink a glass of like Pinot Grigio.
Well, do they have like wine spritzers? Those are refreshing sometimes. Mm.
They had beer. They only had Peroni, I think. Mm-hmm. I had a Peroni.
No, well,
when
Italy.
In Rome.
Yeah. That's funny. When I was there, there was alcohol in that place once a year, and it was during the firemen's party, and we would take all...
Firemen don't drink alcohol.
We would systematically take, some of that and drink it ourselves. And it was always... Thinking back, I think they just, like, put a chest out of, like...
A cooler.
A nice chest.
Chest.
A nice chest. Not like a treasure chest.
An ice chest.
Yeah.
is that what everybody called coolers back in 1999?
Come on, man. They're ice chests.
Ice chests.
Yeah, it's a chest you put ice in.
It's a regional term, yeah.
I think they would just leave out for us like Zima and stuff that kids like.
Kids loved Zima.
Because thinking back, I was like, I never thought about this until just this moment. It's like, yeah, whenever they had that party, like there was no easily stealable beer. There was like one chest they would kind of leave.
A chest, yeah. An ice chest.
Far from the party. And that was full of Zima and...
it was a teen trap.
Jack Daniel's coolers.
It was a teen honeypot.
Yeah. That whole thing was a teen honey. I remember like getting...
It keeps you away from the booze that they want. That was smart. It's not even a honeypot because they didn't follow up on it, right?
No, they would later in the night to the female lifeguards, which turned into a few... altercations, not like altercations, but heated words, heated rhetoric.
Okay.
We're basically...
I'm not going to sit here and have you defame firefighters.
specific firefighters.
Name names.
I would just come over and casually remind people like, hey, we're all like 16, so maybe cool it.
Yeah. Stop talking to my these girls I have crushes on.
Yeah, come on, man. Why do you think I'm wearing these mirror shades?
Cool. Like, what was his name in Top Gun? Falcon?
Magnum. No.
No, that was...
Hawkeye.
Yeah,
no.
I think it was Hawkeye.
No, what was his name? That's the name of the new movie. Who knows?
Yeah, there's no way of knowing. Tom, what led you to declare the Italian ice?
Ooh, I'll tell you what led.
The treat of the summer?
The treat of the summer.
Yeah.
They're on sale at my local supermarket, like every other week, it seems like. $2 and you get a box of six of these guys.
Wow.
They're the best treat. Marino's Italian ice. I'm not talking about Luigi's Italian ice.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with Luigi's Italian ice.
Yeah, it's a supermarket brand.
Marino's comes in the yellow.
Yeah, the traditional Italian ice that we all know and love. However, they've gotten with the times I mean, actually, probably not really. It's probably worse for the environment. No longer paper cups. Now they are plastic.
That's worse. Yeah, that's objectively worse.
But it's less messy to eat because you don't punch through the bottom nearly as often.
Well, maybe you just calm down when you're eating it a little bit.
Oh, it's hard to calm down. Tim, I can tell you haven't had one in a while.
The bottom is the best part because it like crystallizes. Yeah,
except the chocolate one. The chocolate one kind of doesn't do that often.
Here's my feeling on the chocolate Italian ice. What are we doing here? It's too much. You don't need to add chocolate into
the chocolate
mix.
Italian ice.
Keep it healthy. Keep it with the fruit flavor.
The chocolate Italian ice is a very divisive subject because some people love it.
Yeah.
Some people, that's all they like.
That's fine, but then don't say you like Italian ices, or just say you like chocolate Italian ices. Look, I don't care.
Be clear up front. Don't.
You know what?
I
honestly
me.
Don't care about anybody's Italian ice preference.
They're only like 100 to 120 calories each. Too.
Wow.
What a.
And it's one serving per. It's not bad.
It's not bad for a treat.
Yeah. How many do you eat in a sitting?
Six. I have an entire box because the box is only
$2. Yeah. You base your meals on how much they cost, right?
Yeah.
Not how much.
Like the calories and all that. That's how they're trying to trick you.
Yeah.
Into making their product last longer. You just got to go by how much it costs.
Yeah.
$2. How much would an ice cream cone cost at Baskin Robbins?
$5? No. $3.49.
For what size?
Child.
Come on. Why are you buying child?
I bought it for my wife.
Why are you married to a child?
Tom.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something. Maybe I'll make a proclamation of my own. This isn't just about the summer, Tom.
Mm.
It's about the rest of my dang life.
What is?
The proclamation I'm about
to make. Okay. I thought you were saying today's episode. I was like, today's episode's not about the summer?
No. It's Tom, you're on thin ice this week.
Thin Italian ice.
Oh, God. That's thick ice. That's
Yeah, it's the best kind of ice.
Yeah.
Flavored ice.
Man,
Tom, you're on flavored ice this week. Boy, I'd be thrilled if you said that to me.
Yeah. A pig and shit. Tom, my proclamation is for the rest of my life, I'm going to be a runner. I'm going to be a guy who runs. A long distance runner. Medium distance runner.
What's a medium distance?
As fast as I can.
What? That's not.
I mean, as far as I can.
Yeah, I didn't ask.
No, it won't be as fast as I can.
Right. As fast as you can run a medium distance.
You want to know my problem with running?
What?
I always get out of breath.
Yeah.
It also, mm-hmm. My legs get tired.
Yeah. Two common complaints you often hear about running.
Yeah. But that's for amateur runners like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to work my way up through novice to advanced beginner, all the way to
professional runner.
Professional runner. Yeah. Professional Olympian. Professional Olympic runner.
Well, why limit yourself to just every 4 years? You can just be a professional runner. Watch you on TV during the races every week.
Hmm. They don't televise running races on TV except during the Olympics, right?
No, they do like some big track and field events once in a while, especially like right after the Olympics are over and people are like, oh, I think the sport I really like is running now, like you. So
I like doing it. I don't like watching it.
They'll put like another track
that's
and
my,
field
that's
event.
My, that's my... policy on everything. I do it. I don't watch it.
They'll put like another track and field event on like a couple of weeks later, and people will be like, "Oh, look at this!"
Every year, the NBC executives are like, "Well, this is the year that we maintain some of the Olympic audience with these random track and field broadcasts from like a high school track in Kansas." Yeah. Like, nah, get out of here.
Looks like we won't have to renew Frazier this year.
Yeah.
We've got the track and field events to rely on.
Guess
now.
What? You'll always have to renew Frazier. It'll never go off the air.
Yeah. Wait, have you been running?
Yeah, I've been running a lot, Tom. Miles.
Well, okay. How many miles? One, two?
Yeah, usually around 2, 3.
Oh, I was thinking like cumulatively.
Cumulatively, I would say in the teens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When did this start?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been running. Who got into it?
I'm fat, Tom. Uh-huh. Do you know this about me?
I wouldn't say you're fat.
But like I'm out of shape, mm-hmm. and it's only going to get worse. Turns out, mid-30s,
yeah,
everything goes to shit.
Well, I think it's only just starting, too.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse, right?
Right.
And I really, this isn't a joke, Tom. Mm-hmm. I realize, look, I got a choice to make here. Mm-hmm. There's two paths, and one isn't going to be pleasant, but the other one isn't going to be pleasant either. And that's also what I learned about life. It stinks.
Okay.
Life stinks.
My proclamation was better. I mean, I really had nothing bad to say about Italian ices.
Yeah.
They're cheap, they're delicious, yeah. Low in calorie.
No, running stinks.
Okay.
As I mentioned earlier, you get out of breath all the time.
what kind of running are you doing? In a circle? How tight of a circle? 5 feet? 5 foot circle? You just doing it in your apartment now?
I started doing that for the...
Well, yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Exactly. Obviously, I'd get dizzy. I fell through my coffee table.
You're running too fast.
My wife hit me with the rolling pin.
Yeah, well, it's her right.
She does it whenever I screw up.
Well, you're always screwing up.
I know. Rolling pin to the head. Man, that would kill somebody.
You'd at the very least give you a concussion.
Yeah, the husband of the lockhorn should be, by all accounts, should be dead.
He's got CTE real bad by now.
Yeah, Loretta, you should feel bad about yourself. I don't remember what Mr. Lockhorn's name is.
Well, at least you're showing him the proper respect in calling him Mr. Lockhorn. And for anyone not aware, this was a newspaper comic strip between a couple that hated each other.
Yeah, why didn't the Lockhorns just get divorced? There's nothing wrong with that.
I think every once
sometimes
in a while,
things just don't work
I think
out.
Like every like few months, they would have like a sweet comic, and then you'd be like, ah, they really love each other.
Man, Leroy Lockhorn.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Leroy and Loretta Lockhorn.
Yeah.
They've got very alliterative names.
Leroy's name, his name isn't referenced very often.
Right, because he's always complaining about Loretta. That's why you hear her name.
But listen
to
this description of him. The man of the house who drinks a lot, plays golf too much, and chases everything good-looking in a skirt.
Sounds like my husband.
He's like, he's actively looking to cheat on his wife, and we're sort of like, I like it better when it's like, hey, these people hate each other, but like they have no other options or desires.
I wouldn't say that he's a skirt chaser, that guy. I would say he's a leerer.
Yeah.
He would leer at attractive younger women, but he held no preconceived notions that he had any shot with them. Right? Like he wouldn't ask young women for their phone numbers or anything.
No, I mean not that Loretta Lockhorn is the woman of a house of the house, of not just any house, the Lockhorn's house. She's a shopaholic.
Yeah.
Who drives and cooks terribly. And does most of the handiwork around the house because either Leroy is too lazy to do it or because he feels she should earn all the money she spends. Yeah. Oh, she's on an allowance situation.
Sounds like my wife. What?
Loretta?
Sounds like my wife, Loretta, yeah.
I was pausing so everybody at home could catch their breath after laughing at your joke.
Or if they're running and they need to catch their breath.
Exactly. Oh, my number one, Tim's tip for running, number one.
Number, you're starting at number one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in no particular order. It's not a countdown.
No, it is in a particular order. starting with one is the definition of something happening in order.
Okay, so this is the most important tip.
Yeah. If you need to stop and catch your breath, do it.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, although that's not true.
I don't know if that's a great tip.
What?
If you have to stop to catch your breath, I'd say like slow down.
Yeah.
But keep going.
If the opportunity, if the necessity to catch your breath arises, mm-hmm. best to err on the side, on the safe side, and catch your breath.
Do you
lest it get away from you forever and you die.
So speaking of that, do you remember the first time you ever had the wind knocked out of you?
No, and I don't know that I've ever actually had the wind
knocked out
of me. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not a very adventurous person.
Let's knock the wind out of you on a show.
I'd rather not do that, actually.
No, you've never had the wind knocked out of you? It's a crazy sensation. You feel like you're dying.
Yeah, I don't want. I feel like I'm dying most of the time.
No, you haven't had the wind knocked out
like
of you.
Just like talking to somebody important. I feel like I'm dying. Uh-huh. Stepping into a semi-crowded subway train,
mm-hmm.
existing.
Running for more than a few feet.
Yeah.
Having the wind knocked out of you is a real eye-opener.
I had a very formative experience. A friend of mine, Jimmy, when we were little,
mm-hmm.
We were playing on his back deck mm-hmm. of his house. And it was up, like, you know, stairs up and like...
So probably like half a floor up?
Yeah, I would say it's probably an 8-foot drop
okay.
from the top of the railing where we were standing.
Yeah, so like half a floor and then the railing.
Yeah, and he was like...
Probably a partially submerged basement?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, half in, half out.
Yeah.
Can't make up its mind, back out of the basement.
Yeah, it's a classic will he or won't he basement.
Yeah.
He was standing and he said, if you want to be an army man, you have to jump off this this railing.
And he was
a
recruiter at the time?
See, that's how he had presented it to me.
Right.
But luckily for me, I decided I didn't even want to be an army man.
Well,
I don't
want to
die in a war. What?
How old were you?
I think we were 4,
okay,
maybe 5.
Yeah, that's a little early to, because that's a big commitment, joining the military.
Yeah, and he was acting like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, the test is pretty simple.
Yeah.
You just have to jump off this railing.
Yeah, and
that's
so like
basic training.
I decided I'm not.
And then we'll drop you in a whatever the current theater is of war.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm not letting Uncle Sam send me to the desert.
Did you think he was Uncle Sand?
Uncle Sand, right? Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Samuel.
Yeah.
Is that his name, Samuel?
I guess it is, but he's always real. He's the kind of guy I think that would correct you and say, hey, it's Sam. Samuel's my father.
Why?
George Washington.
Mm. Why do you think they were like, here, this is the guy that's going to represent the United States. Let's make it a real creep with bony hands to point at you. Why are his hands so bony?
I don't think he was necessarily...
Make him handsome.
He is handsome.
Uncle
Sam is a silver fox.
He's an old man.
Look, old is in, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Name
one old person that's respected right now. Can't.
You've got me there.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but he's not even is he American?
No, I think he's an American citizen now, but
yeah.
He wasn't born here. He was born in England. Going by judging by his accent.
Well, you can't judge a man by his accent.
But Uncle,
sometimes they fake it in these movies. These Hollywood people, you don't know what's going on.
Uncle Sam was, I think, mostly created for recruitment. So they were like,
does everybody want to impress?
No,
a bony-handed old man?
They didn't have to go after everybody. They had to go after, like, 18-year-old men.
Yeah.
What are 18-year-old men like?
Why not get a fox?
That's what they would do for the shows for the boys. What do they call those?
See how carefully I chose my words there? I'm not getting into trouble this. And to be clear, I meant a literal fox, like an animal.
Yeah,
because people
yeah.
are like, hey, animals are cool.
Foxes are sneaky, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly who I want to lead me into war. Sneak.
A sneak.
Anyway, so Jimmy was like, if you want to be an army man, you got to jump off this.
USO,
deck.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
USO shows.
What did you say earlier?
Shows for the boys.
That's accurate. And he was like, 1, 2, 3, and he jumped off, and I didn't jump off because I decided I didn't want to be in the army.
Uh-huh.
It's too big of a commitment.
Oh, a deserter.
Yeah. He just belly flopped onto his back lawn and just he went and that was the first time Jimmy got the wind knocked out of him.
Okay.
And I looked at him and I thought, well, I never want to be like this poor bastard.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna get the wind knocked out of me.
Look of terror in his eyes that you saw.
Yeah. I was so terrified I just ran home.
Because that's what.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta leave him. Leave him for dead. I can't be associated with this.
Wow. So two strikes against you being in the army. Though.
Yeah.
No, when you get the wind knocked out of you, man, like it feels like your breathing stopped working, and like you're about 10 seconds
See,
away.
Just
from
you
just
saying
dying.
That, like, I can't breathe right now.
Yeah, and that noise you make of the. Is yeah, you it, trying to
I
breathe
know,
in,
I,
but
stop,
your lungs
knows.
Aren't inflating? Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, we know.
I haven't had the wind knocked out of me in weeks now.
Man, we should, when we're in London doing these live shows, we should bring a 2x4 just to, without warning, we'll have a...
You have to do it
a fox, a sneak on warning. Stage that'll hit us with a 2x4 right in the chest.
Tim, this is how Houdini died.
You know what? I think my legacy would be as good as Houdini's if I were to die on stage this upcoming tour.
But instead of like, Houdini claimed like he could withstand any punch, yours is just going to be Tim's never had the wind knocked out
of
him.
Yeah, so my asshole hit him with a 2x4.
Yeah, knocked the wind out of him for good.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm starting to run. Mm-hmm. Are you a runner, Tom? Do you run ever?
Not frequently, but I have run.
You ran.
I've run. Yes.
You ran.
I used to run.
You ran.
I used to ran. Yeah. I mean, I was on track in high school.
For what?
Mostly for shot put and discus.
I was going to say, on track to, live in a gutter one day.
Yeah. And I barely beat the odds. But I would have to like run sometimes.
Bring up your grades, Tommy, they would all say.
I had to run sometimes, but at first I hated it, but then I did start to like it. I did start to enjoy it.
Yeah, like here's the thing. You always think I ran cross country in high school.
Yeah, so that's like long distances through the woods.
I hated it. Yeah. I hated every second of it. And then everybody would talk about like
finding in pornography in the woods.
You weren't allowed to. You had to stay on the main trails.
What if you jogged in place while you were checking out? You know, some
you couldn't go off
waterlogged
on those,
penthouse.
You couldn't go off on those trails.
That's even more incentive to run faster, so you can get far.
Did everybody
ahead.
Have that? Like our high school, you joined cross country, and then we just went to the woods and just ran for hours in the woods.
Ran loose. I mean, some cross countries, they don't have woods to run in, I guess.
Yeah, sucks for them.
Yeah, well, and these were woods with a path, like
what, do
a
they
horse
have, like,
path.
The prairie?
Sometimes yeah, sometimes the prairie. Probably the prairie or, like, the desert or
the
around
desert.
A lake, something like that, along the beach.
Oh, that's too strenuous.
Along the rim of a volcano. Wow. I'm just thinking of all the different biomes I can think of.
Yeah. What else, Tom?
The moon itself, Mars, not Venus, too gaseous. Not enough ground to
run
on.
Yeah, you can't really.
You can't breathe down there. Yeah. You hear about people want to go to Venus now instead of Mars?
Really?
Yeah. Thing is, on Venus, I think the atmosphere is like helium or something.
Okay, so everybody will sound funny.
Hello,
yeah.
It's us from Venus. Well, presumably they would open the windows, but the idea in Venus, I think that it's not helium, it's something. It's very buoyant atmosphere where they're basically saying, like, we could go to Venus and make like hot air balloons real easy.
So that's
and
what
then
they're...
everybody can just float around Venus, but don't go down. It'd be like everybody'd have to live like the Jetsons on Venus, because once you get close to the actual ground, it's bad, it's deadly.
I wouldn't want to live. I guess if you fall into the ocean, it's deadly.
It's true. And you've been living on that floating pontoon for God knows how long now.
Yeah. I would would you live on a houseboat? I'm thinking that might be nice.
It'd be nice, but boats in general are like a real pain in the butt to upkeep.
I'd have somebody. I'd have somebody doing it.
Oh, you see, you'd have somebody living on the boat to maintain it?
No, they'd be on the next boat over.
Okay.
Hey, Lou, come check on my boat. Yeah. I'm going out. Check on my boat. You're only allowed on the boat when I'm not here. Right. And so I got one of those Nest video cameras on it, too, so you can't...
Don't rifle through my things.
Yeah, I'll know if you do anything.
So you would keep the boat close to shore all the time?
You know what? That would be my biggest fear.
I mean, a lot of houseboats aren't meant for, like...
Seafaring?
Yeah.
Well, one of my biggest fears would be somebody would come and cut the rope while I'm sleeping at night.
Well, that's why you need an anchor.
You need an anchor for this stuff?
You don't need an anchor, but if you're afraid of somebody cutting...
What if somebody cuts the anchor?
Oh, that's a chain. You're going to hear that.
Yeah, what if they
cut?
Undo the chain? I'm a very deep sleeper, Tom.
You can't undo a chain. You have to use like a blowtorch or something to undo it.
What? There's a way to unhook it.
I don't think so. Maybe there's a way to like screw it into the boat.
Yeah, there's a way to like blowtorch it off.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, but if you go underwater and blowtorch it at the source.
Yeah, it's true. You're not going to hear it.
I'm not going to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm busy snoring. You
might hear some extra bubbles and just think nothing of it.
When you ran, did you run outdoors or did you run on the treadmill?
That was actually one of the things I wanted to bring up. I've primarily been an outdoor runner.
An outdoorsman.
Yeah, a real man of the woods. Like
you
Justin
like to
Timberlake.
Hear the rubber soles slapping the pavement.
Yeah.
Or the dirt. Or the track. Or the ground of the woods. That's all the brush.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a treadmill man now, Tom.
Oh, look at you. Just on that treadmill, just chasing that carrot, that cheese in front of
you. No, you get to watch Property Brothers on a TV that's like 6 inches away from your face.
Yeah, you know what? I mean,
it's fine. It's the best way to watch Property Brothers, gasping for air. But it's also like one day, if I keep at it, I'm going to look like
one of the Property Brothers.
Hopefully not the weird one.
The third brother? You've seen the third brother. Yeah, he's like kind of goth, right? That's his thing?
Yeah, he's goth and he's got a messed up face, I think.
He's got the regular Property Brothers face.
Just in a different package?
Yeah, I think it probably looks messed up for the same reason why they say like we don't like to look at pictures of ourselves.
I like looking at pictures of myself, Tom. What are you talking about?
I spend a lot of my free time.
Yeah.
No, but like people get used to looking at themselves in a mirror only from certain angles. So then when you see a photograph of yourself, that's why so many people, when they see photographs of themselves, go, oh, my God, I look so ugly. Because they're seeing.
Who says this?
They're people. They're seeing it from a different angle. And your brain.
Getting another perspective.
Well, your brain is just like, no, that's not you. That's
so you're saying that I'm seeing a third property brother and my brain is
yeah, it's
confused.
Like that's not what a property brother looks like.
Yeah, this isn't a proper property brother.
Yeah, your brain has got the model of what a property brother looks like down pat.
Right.
And it's got two.
I don't know. They change their look sometimes,
Tom. No, but it's got two examples to go
sometimes
by.
One of them has stubble.
I thought a lot of times one of them has stubble.
Yeah, but sometimes he doesn't.
Well, that's misleading.
One wears a suit, one wears flannel, so you know which one sells and which one builds.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And the other one dresses like a witch or something, so you know he's the third one.
I think so, and he's got a haircut like Chris Angel. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up to you, show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Tom.
Yeah.
Let's say you and I, we're going to have a race.
Okay. Like Batman, not Batman, like Superman and the Flash.
Yeah, or Batman. Get Batman in on
Batman it. Can't really run that fast. He's got
Why
a lot
not?
Of armor on.
So he doesn't have like a thing in his utility belt that like makes the
He's got a grappling gun.
Move fast or something?
Yeah, he's probably got like booster feet sometimes when he needs them. But the Flash and Superman, that's
He doesn't have rocket skates? It seems foolish that Batman would leave the Batcave without rocket skates.
He used to bring them out, but then he was like, you know, I'm not using these things. Just weighing me down.
Right through a wall one time.
Went right into
went,
a
whoa,
wall.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If we were in a race like Superman and the Flash.
Yeah, for a mile.
To see who the fastest man alive was.
Who do you think would win in a mile long run, me or you?
You, because you've run in even the recent.
In the last 5 years.
History, yeah.
Okay. I'm not so sure, by the way.
Yeah.
But I'll take the win. Thank you. That was very gracious of you, Tom.
No problem.
When you run, And this probably won't come up for you. One third of the options here. Do you listen to music?
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to podcasts? Or do you not listen to anything at all? A complete goddamned psychopath.
I listen to my internal monologue, which is going left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. So I don't screw anything up.
Sometimes you should go left
right foot. And no, that's when I take a real big tumble.
See, the world's best runners can just...
It comes to them naturally. Yeah, they don't even have to remember it.
Exactly. I hope to get to that point.
Yeah, it's just muscle memory.
I listen
for them.
To a lot of music where the only lyrics are left foot, right foot.
Right.
You know those
makes
songs?
It easier.
Yeah.
Do you ever have... This is probably like a dream analysis thing. I mean, I know it is, but I always have dreams where I'm trying to run and I can't.
No.
Oh, God. I'm like constantly having dreams where I'm like trying to run and it's like I'm underwater.
Tom,
like that's how I'm moving. I'm like straining so hard to run.
You feel like there's something you should be going after in life.
Maybe.
But
something's holding me back.
And wow, I think
that's
something.
A very good dream analysis, Tim. Yeah. You should be a psychic.
I think it's more science than
that's true,
sorcery,
yeah.
Tom.
I've been telling you for years you should be a scientist.
Thank you. And here's the thing. I think that thing that's holding you back is me.
Okay.
You know, I'll just mock you for following your dreams. Anything you do that you think will better yourself, your situation, your sad, sorry situation, you know, I'll be like,
Tim, now you're just reinforcing it.
Tom Reynolds, you'll never amount to a hill of beans.
Yeah.
Everybody says so.
I'm always trying to, in my dreams, I'm always trying to run up a hill of beans.
Yeah. No.
And that's why I keep sinking into the beans.
You'll never do it.
No, I'll do it one day.
Mark Tom, don't even try. Here's my message to you. Don't try.
What were we talking about before?
Running.
Yeah,
oh, what are you listening to?
Oh, what am I listening to? You know what? I'm the kind of guy. Wait, what were your options again?
Music?
Mm-hmm.
Podcasts?
Right.
Or nothing at all?
I'm usually listening to music.
What kind of music?
Fucking rock and roll, man.
Yeah, man. You can't run to anything else unless... I realize this is my go-to.
I listen to Jumping Jack Flash on repeat.
Wow. I listen to Gimme Shelter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you have like that's a soulful run then.
Yeah. You know what? When you run as often as I do and for as long distances as I do, sometimes 2.75 miles, you really gotta lean into it with your soul. Otherwise, you're not going to survive. I'm a soul survivor, they say.
And you're jogging, listening to Gimme Shelter. You're jogging in a gym on a treadmill thinking like, boy, this could be a Scorsese movie right now.
Yeah. Oh, where's Marty?
Yeah.
Where's Marty behind
the
camera?
Marty, I got a good shot for you right here. It's me on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Listening to, gimme, it doesn't shine away, it doesn't shine away.
Yeah, and it's me just... You know.
Just try and make your dreams come true on the treadmill.
Hey, it'll be as famous as the spaghetti scene in The Godfather.
What's the spaghetti scene?
They all get together and they eat a spaghetti.
Oh, I thought it was like a food fight scene.
No.
I've never seen any of The Godfather movies.
Yeah, me neither.
There has to be a scene where somebody gets so mad they throw a spaghetti at another guy.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh,
hey, come on, what are you doing throwing the spaghetti around.
Spaghetti. I don't think they call it that, but...
Well, you don't know. You've never seen it.
I've never... I actually did watch The Godfather one time, but I don't remember anything about it. He put the gun in the toilet, or he got the gun out of the toilet. I was like, ha-ha.
That's a big difference. I think it was behind the toilet.
Well, somebody had to put it in there to begin with. It was probably him.
It was behind the toilet. It wasn't in the toilet. If he took the gun out of the toilet and gave it to shoot somebody, it would just go like click, click.
You
like,
never saw the
it's
movie.
It's all waterlogged.
You think a gun can't fire if it's wet?
It can't. Most can't, no.
How do you know?
I know. I've seen James Bond movies.
He's shooting underwater at
He's
points.
He's got a special gun. He's got an underwater gun.
How do you know that Michael Corleone didn't have that gun?
Because he doesn't have Q. He doesn't have Q. If the beginning of every Godfather movie was somebody giving gadgets to the Godfather.
Oh, man. I would be so in on that movie.
It was just like, oh, this might look like a regular cannoli, Michael, but it's not. It's a special explosive cannoli.
It's for racist.
You put this cannoli on a table and you tell somebody to forget about it. It goes off.
Do you think I have the discipline to run a marathon, Dom?
Based on running 1, 2, sometimes even 2.75 miles.
Yeah, I'm a couple weeks into it, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, maybe set your sights more reasonably.
I'm not saying I'm going to run a marathon next week.
But I think it's in October, right?
Tom, many marathons.
Well, you're going to fly to a different city to run a marathon?
I would. I would go to the Disney World Marathon if I was properly trained. Mickey's cheering you on, and Goofy, and Pluto.
Are they?
Yeah. What, do you think they have a Disney World Marathon without Mickey and Goofy and Pluto?
Yeah, but I imagine they're like at the starting line and the finishing line. They're not like holding water. Yeah, like,
did I say
keep
they
going.
Were holding water?
You said they're cheering you along.
Yeah, from the starting
no,
line.
No, that's
I think,
not
I
cheering
think,
along.
I think they put characters... It's Disney, man. It's an immersive experience.
It's true. I watched like one of these YouTube videos about like something with Disney lately.
How to kidnap children from Disney World.
Why would I watch that? And why would that be? Everybody knows you take the kid in the bathroom
you
and you dye their
hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that had to have happened.
No,
at least
I think
once,
I read
right?
on Snopes like it is never ever. There's like never been a case of that happening.
Who's going to tell?
But it was in like a made-for-TV movie or something. No, I watched like some recent thing about Disney World. And I was like blown away by the technology.
It would be just as effective to put a hat on the kid than to dye their hair.
Yeah.
They're not running around pulling Goofy hats off kids.
No, I mean, if
you change your shirt, that's all you got to do.
If somebody's kidnapping somebody, I would think that their ultimate goal is like get this person away from here as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be like, oh, let me go in the bathroom and dye hair and give a new haircut.
Disney World just seems like the worst place to go to steal a kid because they're on the lookout for people trying
like
to steal
line
kids.
Of conversation, they're on the lookout.
They are, right.
I would
the
hope
main
so.
Thing that
I think
Disney
it's
World's about is like there's a lot of kids here. Let's make sure a scoundrel doesn't make off with one of them.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'd imagine if you come there alone, like especially as like a adult man.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we got our eye on you. Like, guess what? You want a special experience. Donald's going to be with you all day.
My,
And Donald's a cop.
My aunt and uncle,
uh-huh.
And my cousins, went to Disney World one time. And they were out to dinner at, like, one of, like, you know, those like, fanciest places that they have at the hotels? You know, like, the restaurants there?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my cousins were, like, you know, young. Like, you know, youngest was 3.
Okay.
And, like, the oldest was, like, maybe 8. They're sitting there having dinner. And, like, it's Disney World. So, like, mm-hmm. There was a man at the next table. And his dining companion was a doll.
Wait, this is recently?
This was, like maybe 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Or, like, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And this man sat down.
Like a person-sized doll or
no,
a doll-sized
a
doll?
A doll-sized doll.
Okay, so like the size of a baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in the chair across the table.
Okay, because otherwise I was going to say it would be weird.
He presented her with a gift and opened it. It was
sounds like
a
perfect gentleman.
But like,
it was a new, wait, what was it? It was a car?
It was a dress for the doll.
Oh.
Or something. But here's the thing. My uncle, or like the waiter, like, the hell, like we're here with our children, like,
yeah.
And they're like, we're keeping an eye on him, it's fine, he's here all the time, he comes here, like this is their anniversary dinner. But like so I feel like Disney's got their eyes on the creeps there, right?
Yeah, but that's not a good example. That's like, we'll let him in. We'll let them be extremely creepy.
I mean, he bought 2 meals and he's just one man.
Yeah, but they're taking that doll's meal and serving it to somebody else.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
And also, I imagine that Disney's like well off enough financially that they're not like, Hey, two meals. I mean, who are we to turn
it's
them away?
$18.95 for this yeah. entree.
Hey, two customers. That's more than anybody else that would take that seat. I mean, two meals, but they're taking up two spots at the restaurant.
Yeah, but they're filling it up. It makes it look like a vibrant place.
Make it look like a vibrant place if there's a man eating with a doll. I've never gone into a restaurant and been like, place seems kind of dead. Oh, no, never mind. There's a man with a doll sitting over there. Yeah, let's hang out.
Look at that nice new dress that doll is wearing. Yeah. Somebody you really cared about her must have bought her that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of love in this relationship.
Oh, this must be like an event, an anniversary or something.
Yeah, and it was an anniversary. They got like the cake to celebrate.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's too much. Because then that's drawing attention.
Yeah, friggin' Disney should have done something about
and
this.
And I'm always like, look, I hate whenever people are like, hey, how am I going to explain that to my kids about things?
Yeah.
Because it's always like, that's your problem, not mine. Explain it to your kids. But that is something where
it's
like,
you can tell your people your kids that gay people exist, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, that's fine. Like,
yeah. How am I gonna explain seeing two men on a date? You tell them those men are in love with each other and they're on a date.
Yeah.
But
not everybody on dates are in love with each other. So.
What? Well, that I'm not explaining.
Is this why
you
don't go on a lot of dates?
Yeah.
You feel like you have to fall
in love with somebody.
You're doing it all wrong.
But yeah, trying to explain
exactly. There's like a 3-year-old at the table here.
Yeah. And they're going to ask like, what's going on over there? And you're like, honestly, I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's platonic.
Look, I don't want to I don't want to yuck anybody's yum here, Tom, but like I would be standing up and being like, shame, shame. What kids are here?
Yeah. Try and get Goofy to come. Yo, shame.
So let's say, Tom, I'm running every other day. Yeah. So either 3 or 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Depending on how long the week is.
Exactly. Yeah. I was pitching this the other day. Or yesterday. Why don't we go to even numbered weeks?
What? Who are you pitching it to?
My
nobody.
My long suffering wife. Look.
She doesn't have the authority to make that kind of
you
change.
You add a day to the week, right?
What would you call it?
Who cares? Tom Day.
Okay.
All right. But first of all, that Beatles song now makes a lot more sense.
Oh, 8 days a week.
Yeah. Second of all, 3-day weekend. And also, if you do something every other day, it falls on the same day every week.
Right.
Doing
yeah.
something every other day is a dang chore. You got to figure everything out.
They should rethink all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, all right, a year is set. That's how long it takes the Earth to go around the sun.
Yeah. Just another journey through the cosmic pattern.
All right.
That's what they call it.
And the Earth rotating, that's a set thing. Like, a day is a set thing. But I feel like we came up with units of time before we figured that stuff out.
Right.
And where
yeah,
it's like,
readjust.
No, we should figure out, like, all right, this is how long a year is. All right, let's divide it up in 300.
Right.
No, I guess that doesn't work. Shit. Because it's days.
We don't have to work through it all now, Tom. We can work through it after
no,
the Patreon
No, because
episode.
I realize the error of my ways. It's that a day, you know, that there are 365 days in a year no matter what.
That's fine.
That's what
we don't
screwed
have to break
up.
Them up into 12 months, for Christ's
yeah,
sakes.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Months are arbitrary.
Or weeks, or 52 weeks.
Yeah.
It's never, it's
and
not.
Months don't even have the same number of days. And with leap
there's
years,
not even,
I think we could fix the leap year thing.
Yeah. No, the way we divvy up weeks, it's fine. Like, we can mess with that all we want.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we have 8-day weeks, then there are going to be fewer weeks in the year.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, but you're saying we could keep both, and we can't keep both.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is that, like, we can, like, it would still be in days, right? Like, you wouldn't be cutting a half a day out of the year.
How many people do you think are screaming at the podcast right now?
Like, I think most of them turned it off. To be fair, they're smart enough not to even listen.
At this point, we're like not thinking about like 2 or 3 big things.
I don't know. I think we're in the clear here.
In the ballpark.
You
pointed out how many days there are and how long a year is. Everything else is
Screw months. Why don't we just, all right, there's, hold on. I'm getting out of the calculator. We're figuring this out now. There's 365 days in a year.
Uh-huh.
8 days a week. It's 45.6 weeks in a year, right?
Uh-huh.
You just name them. There's 46 weeks.
Okay.
So it's just week one, week two. So like
no more months.
Screw months. Who cares?
But then the last week of the year is only half a week long.
Yeah, but sometimes.
No, weeks are never shortened. Sometimes a week is half a week long. No, that doesn't happen.
I know, but like, there's not exactly 52 weeks in a year now, with 7 days.
Right.
That's why we have months, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's a lot of reasons for this.
Boy, it's almost like people spent millennia thinking about this.
So if I'm running every other day,
yeah,
when do you think I'll be able to run a marathon?
I think it's all you have. Like, to be able to run a marathon, you need to be on.
If I was able to devote enough time, starting out, like, hey, look, I can do 2 hours if necessary, up to 2 hours, right?
If you could devote as much time as you need, I would say it'd probably still take you 6 months to get up to marathon shape.
Oh, I was saying 2 years.
All right, yeah. 2 years.
Do you think I have the discipline?
I'm thinking like 6 months of like the most highly disciplined, specialized training routine. Possible.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
That's what it is. Like there's nothing, from what I understand, there's nothing that can like prepare you for a marathon other than training to lead up to a marathon. Like, it doesn't matter how often you run, even like 10 miles a day.
Well, I gotta get a baseline of like being comfortable running longer distances.
Right. Well, you said you're up to 2.75 miles.
Sometimes, some days.
Some days. Yeah. So it's times that by 10, and you got a marathon.
Yeah.
Like 9, probably.
Well, your story's changing. I'm the original running man.
No, I don't think that's true. That doesn't make any sense. Did you buy new sneakers to start running?
I have good enough sneakers. I'm not going to be one of those guys that goes out and is like, I'm going to be a runner now, and then just spends like $300 on gear, and then runs for 2 weeks and then stops.
Uh-huh.
What good does that do anybody?
No good at all.
Except for Nike filling their coffers.
Yeah, I like Nikes.
I know you do. You're basic.
No, they just fit. Like, I think I have kind of wide feet, and they seem to fit me.
So just buy wide shoes.
No, I don't want to be a creep going into the wide
foot. I don't have wide
show.
Feet, and Nikes
wide
fit me
store.
Fine.
Yeah, they fit everybody. You know what it is? I know what my
silly
size in Nike
there.
Is. And then I could just always buy Nikes. When I buy
that
size.
All you got to do is pop into a shoe store and try something out.
Oh, come on. Who's going to do that?
I do it all the time. And I don't even buy shoes that often. Yeah, I just want to know in case something's changed.
Do you want to solve a problem?
Heck yeah.
All right. Do you want to have any final running thoughts?
Sometimes when I run too much, I get off the treadmill and I got jelly legs. That's it. That's my final thought.
All right, let's solve a problem.
Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
And we're going to solve a problem that it's totally right to solve. If you want to have your problem solved, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom?
Yeah.
What do we got this week?
We got a letter. I don't know if this is from a man or a woman, but we need a... I don't think we even need a pseudonym, actually. Yeah, we're fine with that one.
You sure?
Yeah, or else... All right, come up with one then.
Al, because it can be...
Allison.
Alex or Alexandria.
Well, Alex is unisex anyway.
Yeah, let's say Alex. It's Alex.
Okay.
Alex P. Keaton.
Well, then that's a specific person.
No, it just this person just happens to have the same name.
Dear Tim and Tom, longtime listener, love the show. I have a very important
Thank you, Alex.
I have a very important fast food related problem that I am sure a doctor and a lawyer such as yourselves will have no problem solving. My girlfriend and I live near the center of Paris. It's Paris for Paris. The layperson. And recently, well...
France? I want to say France.
Might be Paris, Texas. They didn't specify. And recently, well, probably a couple of years now, a longtime dream of hers has finally come to fruition. I am, of course, talking about the arrival of the esteemed establishment Chipotle in this fine city, the City of Lights, Paris. That's my interjection. There on opening night, we have since been repeat customers.
You're
That's the take.
You're reading these times.
They have opened at least a couple more restaurants, but this information is not relevant to our problem, too far from us. As we have grown older, we have become lazier, weaker-willed, and have thus started using food delivery services such as Uber Eats or Deliveroo, which much more often.
Deliveroo sounds fun. Put it in a
It's not a kangaroo that comes and delivers the food to
But,
you.
Like, is that what the logo is, probably?
I think so.
There's the food right there in the pouch. You in real life, you wouldn't want to eat anything that came out of that kangaroo.
You ever see
pouch.
What, like, a real kangaroo pouch looks like inside?
Come
it's
on.
Basically the inside of an animal.
Yeah.
It's slimy.
It is. It's, yeah.
Yeah. It is not like felt lined like you'd imagine a kangaroo's patch to be.
Yeah. Not like your stuffed kangaroo.
Here's our problem. Chipotle will not deliver to our apartment. Paris is divided into districts. We are in a district that they deliver to. And yet their arbitrarily decided delivery zone limit must stop a few yards from our place. We get food from places even further away using those very same delivery services. Having them deliver to another address and meeting them there defeats the purpose and is frankly kind of embarrassing. When we call them, they refer us to their website, and the rare times I go and pick up some delicious burritos, it's a real out-of-the-way kind of deal and just a hassle of an experience. Is there any way we can convince Chipotle to deliver to our apartment? Please note that the Chipotle is approximately 1.5 miles away, an 11-minute bike ride, according to Google. We believe this to be a completely reasonable distance to expect delivery from. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for the wonderful podcast. Yours sincerely, Alex.
Nobody, nobody owes you delivery. Go screw, Alex.
Wow.
Next episode.
They're not... Next episode. Well, I'm not going to record another episode now. I don't think we needed to keep their name a secret.
Well, I told them to go screw. I didn't want to. And I was just kidding around. I sympathize, but the White Castle won't deliver to me.
What service do they use to deliver? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Weird, right?
Yeah. Because Seamless for, you know, all these things are crazy and different. But, like, Seamless does not provide the delivery themselves. Seamless is also Grubhub now. They combined.
Yeah, and it's just somebody from
instead of calling, you do it online.
Right.
But the restaurant
And they
still
pay a lot of money to Seamless for no reason.
And the restaurant sends somebody that works for them. Who works on tips, you know, to go deliver it. Mm-hmm. But Uber Eats, my understanding was always like that there are Uber drivers that also opt into Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, instead of picking up a person and taking them from place A to place B, I'll pick up a hamburger and take that from place A to place B.
Imagine that. Driving hamburgers around for a living.
Yeah.
To be so lucky.
Well, hamburger you can't eat.
Yeah.
The
I'd always go like this, two, please. Oh, they ordered two. But guess what? They only ordered one.
Yeah, I mean, they would probably go, oh, well, they just paid for
maybe
one,
there's
sir.
Maybe there's something to be worked out. Like, I'll order two burritos. Look, ooh. I'm going to look the other way when only one comes to my house.
That's not a bad solution.
Right?
Yeah.
You or bribe them with burritos.
Well, or you could offer, like, you know, a few bucks extra tip in case
no,
they're not hungry.
It's got to be
you
above board.
You
got to
launder it through Chipotle.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, the head of Uber Eats catches wind of this.
Yeah, hey,
then
not
you're
getting
all
any,
out. Yeah, the
any.
Driver's screwed, and then you're out of burritos for the foreseeable future.
So when they come with two burritos, you just take one out of your hand, and you go, I only saw one burrito. What about you?
Yeah.
And you wink throughout, like, give him a good dozen winks
you,
while you're
you
saying.
Take out two burritos, you put them both on the floor. He's standing outside the door, you're standing inside the door. Then you nudge one burrito outside the door with your foot.
Yeah.
And then we go, thank you, and then close the door.
Yeah, and hey, whatever happens from there.
Yeah.
The next
hey, not my business what happens to that other burrito.
Yeah, but the next morning, you know, take a look so you don't fall down your steps on a slipping on a burrito.
Yeah.
Because those aluminum.
Yeah, the raccoons would have gotten to it by then.
They don't have raccoons in Paris.
What?
They have skunks. You know this from cartoons.
Oh, that's true.
Skunk
violated so many people's personal space.
Just really the one, the cats.
Yeah.
I don't know, like. This is all so confusing to me. I get it. You know what, though? I'll tell you what. I wouldn't be beneath giving a different address and just waiting.
But he or she does not want to do that.
Yeah.
That's demeaning. Here's the thing.
Nobody
it's a mile and a half away. You got to just, like, if you want a burrito, what do they say? They got old and lazy or something?
Yeah. So they used to go out for burritos, but now they want them in.
Yeah, because they're old and lazy. Here's the thing that comes along. This is as somebody who their metabolism hit a wall, so much that he took up running, right? Guess what? If you want to indulge in a Chipotle burrito, which is admittedly an indulgence, look, just make a deal with yourself. You got to go get it. You got to go get it yourself. Maybe it's too indulgent. Maybe they're saving you from yourself. Maybe that bald doofus that owns Chipotle knows what he's doing.
I don't think there's a bald doofus that owns Chipotle.
Yeah, I think so. Steve
you're,
something?
You're thinking of Amazon again.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. You can probably put notes in there, right?
What do you mean?
Like in the order.
Maybe. I don't think that's the time for
negotiation.
Nah,
you can put notes in there. This is what you say. You say, you order it to a nearby in the delivery zone area, and you say, this is fine. However, there's an extra $5 in it for you if you bring it to this address. It's not a drug house. Don't worry.
Or just be like, hey, there's drugs
it's
in it.
It's a drug house. You like drugs?
Yeah. And then when they come, the cops are waiting for them. And it turns out it was a sting operation all the time.
Or, no, this is Paris, and you have to offer them drugs. You offer them cigarettes and wine.
They don't need that. That comes like water comes out of the faucet.
Cigarettes and wine. They have a cigarette faucet and a wine faucet. Yeah. This lay backed up.
I don't like that.
I can do impressions of Europeans. You said that's all right.
Thanks for the letter. I don't know.
Hey,
just,
you're welcome.
Just go get the burrito yourself. You'll be happy for it.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Twitter @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on the Listings @YourPalTim.
If you want to support the show, support our sponsors, check them out. Also, check out tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you can get bonus weekly mini episodes, and tcgte.com/Amazon, where you can do your normal Amazon shopping, but give your boys a little treat, a little tip.
A little taste.
A taste. You don't have to tip us on Amazon. That's not a thing.
Tom,
uh-huh.
I don't think you're going to be as fit as I am in 1 year's time.
All right.
Do you feel bad about that?
I mean...
Are you a little worried that I'm going to get in really good shape?
No, I'm not worried that you're going to get in really good shape. I'm worried that I'm going to get in worse shape and you're going to get in like moderately better shape.
What if I get in great shape?
If you get in great
shape...
Will
you be embarrassed to be seen with me?
To stand alongside you?
Yeah.
People will be like, what is this, a before and after picture?
Yeah. You got skinnier and shorter. Maybe I should aspire to be like a shrink ray version of you.
Sure, if you want to.
Seems like not a great way to spend my life.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can get booked at a lot more places if.
Oh man, if we were just a magic act.
A magic act with me, the slightly shrinking man.
And we also get a baby.
What? Oh, yeah, because babies, you know, a baby looks like anybody.
Yeah, exactly. You just put them in the same shirt. Me, you, and the baby will all have to be wearing the same shirt. That's non-negotiable.
Yeah, but that's easy to sort out.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just go to a store. You go, I'd like this shirt in my size, a slightly smaller size, and baby size. I got a big show coming up this weekend. All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
That's MACKWE. Oh my God.
Is it still recording? That's MACKWELDON.com.
Show off.
Can we just switch your voice with mine? Now put it through the Tom filter.